Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem Ram Goldar and today Masechta Sota Daf Lamed, the fifth parak Kishem Shamayim. The Zichu Masechta Sota program has been generously sponsored as a schus for Chazakas Torah. So the three tops are going to focus on number one. Rav lists 5 to 9 who hold that a sheni cannot make a shlishi in chulin. Among them is Rebbe Eliezer, who explained in the Mishnah how to take challah from a tahor dough for a tamei dough without being metamei the tahor dough. He takes a challah amount from the tahor dough from which challah has not yet been removed, because if it was, it would be ineligible to permit the tamei dough. He then puts less than a kabetza of tahor dough in the middle, connecting the two, in order to take challah from near the dough becoming permitted, as required when taking challah. Because the center dough is smaller than the kabetz, it cannot be matami the dough becoming challah. In a brisa, Rabbi Eliezer is quoted as allowing the center dough to be a kabetza, yet it will not be matami the tahor dough, because the center dough is a sheni, which he holds does not make a shlishi in chun, which is the tahor dough's current status. Rabbi Eliezer, the Mishnah agrees with this point, but requires less than a kabetza for other reasons. The Chachamim do not allow this method, and the Gemara discusses their dispute. Point number two, a brisa records a machlokas on the way Moshe and the nation recited the Shira by the Yamsuf. Rabbi Kiva says, Kagadol HaMakra is a challah. It was performed like an adult leading challah for a congregation. And they respond after him with the chapter headings, since their obligation is fulfilled by listening to his recitation. Accordingly, Moshe said, Ashiru Hashem, I will sing to Hashem. And the nation responded, Ashiru Hashem. Moshe then said, Kigoga, for he is exalted above the arrogant, and the nation again responded, Ashiru Hashem, and so on. Rabbi Eliezer, the son of Rabbi Yossi Aglili, says, Kakat Namakra Zahala, it was performed like a minor leading halal for a congregation. Behen Onin Akram Komashu Omer, and they respond after him by repeating everything he says, since they cannot fulfill their obligation through hearing his recitation. He holds, Moshe said, Ashiru Hashem, and the nation repeated it. Then Moshe said, Kigoga, and the nation repeated it, and so on. Rabbi Nechemiah says, Kesovra Aporis al Shema Bebesa Knesses. It was performed like a chazan, meaning literally a teacher, leading the brachas before Shema in the synagogue. Shehu Poseach Tchila Behen Oni Acharav. That he begins first and they respond after him with the opening phrase and they recite the rest together. Here too, Moshe began with Ashiru Hashem, which the nation repeated, and they said the rest together through Ruach HaKodesh. And pointing me through Yossi Gli Darshan, Olam Muta al Birkei Imo Betinok Yonek Mishtei Imo. Even an infant lying on its mother's knees and a suckling nursing at its mother's breast, Kevin Shabbat was a Shechina when they saw the Shechina at the sea, Olo Higbiat Savaro Betinok Shamat Dad Mepib. The infant lifted its neck and the suckling removed the breast from its mouth, Va'amru Zek Keli Va'anaveyu, and they said, This is my God, and I will glorify him. Rabbi Meir ad Menan Sheafil Ubarn Shebemei Iman Amru Shira. From where do we know that even fetuses in their mother's wombs recite the Shira? Because it says, B'makeos Barchu Elkim Hashem Mimkor Yisrael. In congregations, bless God Hashem from the source of Yisrael, which is interpreted as the womb, a person's source. So once again, the 3 points are number one. Rav lists 5 to 9 who hold that a sheni cannot make a shlishi in chulin. Among them is Rebbe Eliezer, who explained in the Mishnah how to take challah from a tahor dough for a tamei dough without being metamei the tahor dough. He takes a challah amount from the tahor dough, from which challah has not yet been removed, because if it was, it would be ineligible to permit the tamei dough. He then puts less than a kabetza of tahor dough in the middle, connecting the two, in order to take challah from near the dough becoming permitted, as required when taking challah. Because the center dough is smaller than the kabetz, it cannot be matami the dough becoming challah. In a brisa, Rabbi Eliezer is quoted as allowing the center dough to be a kabetza, yet it will not be matami the tahor dough, because the center dough is a sheni, which he holds does not make a shlishi in chun, which is the tahor dough's current status. Rabbi Eliezer, the Mishnah agrees with this point, but requires less than a kabetza for other reasons. The Chachamim do not allow this method, and the Gemara discusses their dispute. Point number two, a brisa records a machlokas on the way Moshe and the nation recited the Shira by the Yamsuf. Rabbi Kiva says, Kagadol HaMakra is a challah. It was performed like an adult leading challah for a congregation. Behen Onin Achrav Rashi Prakim. And they respond after him with the chapter headings, since their obligation is fulfilled by listening to his recitation. Accordingly, Moshe said, Ashiru Hashem, I will sing to Hashem. And the nation responded, Ashiru Hashem. Moshe then said, Kigoga, for he is exalted above the arrogant, and the nation again responded, Ashiru Hashem, and so on. Rabbi Eliezer, the son of Rabbi Yossi Aglili, says, Kakat Namakra is a challah. It was performed like a minor leading challah for a congregation. Behen Onin Akram Komashu Omer, and they respond after him by repeating everything he says, since they cannot fulfill their obligation through hearing his recitation. He holds, Moshe said, Ashiru Hashem, and the nation repeated it. Then Moshe said, Kigoga, and the nation repeated it, and so on. Rabbi Nechemia says, Kesovra Poros al Shema b'Beis HaKnesses. It was performed like a chazan, meaning literally a teacher, leading the brachas before Shema in the synagogue. Shehu poseach tchila v'henu oni acharav. That he begins first and they respond after him with the opening phrase and they recite the rest together. Here too, Moshe began with Ashiru Hashem, which the nation repeated, and they said the rest together through Ruach HaKodesh. And point number three, Yossi Gli Darshan, Olam Mutal al Birkei Imo v'tinok Yonek Mishtei Imo. Even an infant lying on its mother's knees and a suckling nursing at its mother's breast, Kevin Shabbat was a Shechina when they saw the Shechina at the sea, Olam Higbiat Savaro v'tinok Shamat Dad Mepib. The infant lifted its neck and the suckling removed the breast from its mouth, Va'amru Zek Keli Va'aneveyu, and they said, This is my God and I will glorify him. Rabbi Meir ad Menan Afil Ubarn Shebemei Iman Amru Shira. From where do we know that even fetuses in their mother's wombs recite the Shira? Because it says, B'makeos Barku Elkim Hashem Mimkor Yisrael. In congregations, bless God Hashem from the source of Yisrael, which is interpreted as the womb, a person's source. All right, so now we get our Simmer Daf Lamed, and our standard Simmer is a Malamed, a Rebbe. A Rebbe. So here goes. The Rebbe in the red classroom who did such a fascinating demonstration for parents on how to take challah from a tahor dough for a tameh dough without being matameh the tahor dough. As his Talmidim reenacted how the shir was sung at Yam Suf, that even the infants on their parents' laps started to sing too. Once again, slow motion. The Rebbe, that must be Mardaf Lamed, Malamed. The Rebbe in the red classroom who did such a fascinating demonstration for parents on how to take challah from a tahor dough for a tameh dough without being matameh the tahor dough, which reminds us, Rav lists 5 Tanaim who hold that a sheni cannot make a shlishi in chun. Among them is Rabbi Yezu who explained in a mishnah how to take challah from a tahor dough for a tameh dough without being matameh the tahor dough. So, the Rebbe in the red classroom who did such a fascinating demonstration for parents on how to take challah from a tahor dough for a tameh dough without being matameh the tahor dough, as his Talmidim reenacted how the shir was sung at Yam Suf, which reminds us, a Bryce records Machlokas on the way Moshe and the nation recited the shir by the Yam Suf. Was it performed like an adult leading challah for a congregation, or like a minor leading challah for a congregation, or like a chazan leading the brachas before Shema in the synagogue? So, the Rebbe in the red classroom who did such a fascinating demonstration for parents on how to take challah from a tahor dough for a tameh dough without being matameh the tahor dough, as his Talmidim reenacted how the shir was sung at Yam Suf, that even the infants on their parents' laps started to sing too, which reminds us even the infants on their parents' knees or sucklings sang shir at the yam, and Rebbe Meir says even the fetuses in the womb recited the shira. So once again, the Rebbe in the red classroom who did such a fascinating demonstration for parents on how to take challah from a tahor dough for a tameh dough without being matameh the tahor dough, as his Talmidim reenacted how the shir was sung at Yam Suf, that even the infants on their parents' laps started to sing too. All right, so now it's time for 4 Balabach Chazar. Daf Chavav. So the Siman Daf Chavav is a military coup. So here goes. The tall, fair-skinned soldiers in red uniforms, soldiers, that must be more on Daf Chavav, military coup. The tall, fair-skinned soldiers in red uniforms, children of an exonerated sota, which reminds us, Rav Akiva says that the pasuk v'nikas avinizra zera, she shall be proven innocent and bear seed, teaches that if she was barren, she'll be remembered and bear a child. Rabbi Shmuel objected that if so, all barren women will intentionally make themselves sotas in order to reap the benefits of this bracha, and a modest woman who doesn't engage in immoral behavior will not. Rather, the pasuk teaches more minor blessings, which would not be an incentive to become a sota. She might see a lettuce, but sorry, you lettuce bereva. That if she formerly gave birth with pain, she'll give birth with ease. Nekevos, you lettuce zacharim. If she had females, she will bear males. Ksarim, you lettuce aruchim. If she had short children, she'll bear tall ones. Shachorim, you lettuce levanim. And if she had swarthy children, she'll bear fair ones. So the tall, fair-skinned soldiers in red uniforms, children of an exonerated sota, who were on a mission to find the adulterer their mother had been warned against, which reminds us, Rabbi Nuna said, regarding an idolater, one can warn his wife not to be secluded with him, and he disqualifies a woman from eating truma if he has relations with her. So the tall, fair-skinned soldiers in red uniforms, children of an exonerated sota, who were on a mission to find the idolater their mother had been warned against, found him hiding behind her dog, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that the husband cannot warn against one who is not a man. After rejecting the first two interpretations, the Gemara concludes, it means to exclude an animal because there is no harlotry regarding relations with an animal, meaning they're not considered relations despite incurring the death penalty. Our Mishnah is teaching that warning against seclusion with an animal would not render her a sota. Daf Chav Zayin. So the Zimmer Daf Chav Zayin is a kazoo. So here goes. The red kazoo band, kazoo, that must be one Daf Chav Zayin. The red kazoo band playing at the chasna of a man and the daughter of a woman of ill repute, which reminds us, it's a machlokes whether it's better, if one has no choice, to marry a duma, a woman of ill repute, or a bas duma, the daughter of a woman of ill repute. The woman of ill repute comes from a tipa kashera, while the daughter may not, while the daughter has a cheskas kashrus, which the mother does not have. The halakha courts of Rabbi Yochanan, who says it's better to marry the bas duma, based on a brisa, ish mezana b'nei ha-kasherin, a woman is mezana, has illicit relations, her children are nonetheless fit for marriage to regular Jews, because rov be'ilos achra abal. Most relations are with the husband, so the children are presumed to be his. So, the red kazoo band playing at the chasna of a man and the daughter of a woman, of ill repute, while the blind crippled and mute sought to exempt Babi and Zaidi, clapped along, which reminds us, it was taught in Brisa, when the Pasuk says, Ashertista isha tachas isha, when a woman shall stray while under a husband, the juxtaposition teaches to compare a man to a woman and a woman to a man in the laws of Sota. Therefore, they both cannot be blind, lame, or mute. So the red kazoo band playing at the chasna of a man and the daughter of a woman, of ill repute, while the blind crippled and mute sought to exempt Babi and Zaidi, clapped along, did not cheer up the miserable adulterer who was prohibited to the Soti even after her husband's death, which reminds us, different sources are brought for how we know, Keshem she'asur lebaal, kach asur leboa, just as she is prohibited to the husband, so too she's prohibited to the adulterer through the adultery even after her husband's death or divorce. Daf Chav Ches. So the Siman Daf Chav Ches is a strong man, koach. So here goes. When the strong man adulterer, strong man, that must be Daf Chav Ches, koach. When the strong man adulterer working at the gym began to swell and then exploded, which reminds us, we have a Malkos Rebbe Kibben Rebbe about the source that the Sota waters also test the adulterer. So when the strong man adulterer working out in the gym began to swell and then exploded, the husband who had been forbidden to his wife because of a suffix came in to see because he heard a commotion, which reminds us that the source that a sota is forbidden to her husband out of doubt comes from phrases in the pasuk v'hi nitma v'hi lo nitma, and she had become defiled and she had not become defiled, which have opposite implications. So when the strong man adulterer working out in the gym began to swell and then exploded, the husband who had been forbidden to his wife because of a suffix came in to see because he heard a commotion. And found a dead sheres with a picture of a sota wife inside of a shuzi yachid in its mouth. Which reminds us, the laws of suffix tumor are derived from a sota, one of the principles being mas sota v'shuzi yachid, just as a sota is prohibited only if she's secluded in her shuzi yachid, av sheretz v'shuzi yachid, so too the law of doubtful tumor from sheretz is only in a shuzi yachid. Dav chav tes, so the simmer dav chav tes is a cot. So here goes. The sota became asra on the truma that was placed on the cot. Cot? That must be more dav. Chav tes. The sota became asra on the truma that was placed on the cot during the lifetime of the baal and the boel, which reminds us, the Gemara asks how Rabbi Shmuel can assume that the third nitma in the pasuk includes truma, allowing him to derive kahuna from a kal v'chomer, when perhaps the third nitma comes to include only kahuna itself, and truma would be permitted to a suspected sota. It answers, mistabra duma de baal u boel. It's reasonable that the third nitma'ah is similar to the first two, those of the husband and the adulterer. Ma baal u boel machayim af truma nami machayim, just as the defilements the husband and adulterer are relevant even during the husband's lifetime, so too defilement for truma is relevant during his lifetime, lafuki kahuna de la chemisa, as opposed to kahuna, which is only relevant after the husband's death. While he's alive, she's either married to him or a divorcee, and forbidden to kahuna regardless. So the sota became asur on the truma that was placed on the cot during the lifetime of the baal and the boel. Got upset when she heard the kikar sheni touched the truma, making it a shlishi, which reminds us the Gemara discusses the source for shlishi by truma. So the sota became asra on the truma that was placed on the cot during the lifetime of the baal and the boel. Got upset when she heard that the kikar sheni touched the truma, making it a shlishi. So she quickly ran to save the kodesh meat and prevented it from becoming a revi. Which reminds us, Rabbi Yossi teaches that kodesh, meat of kachin, can become a revi based on a kal v'chomer from mechusa kippurim. If even a mechusa kippurim, shemutta b'truma possible kodesh, who is permitted to eat truma, yet is unfit to eat kodesh, shlishi shepossible truma eno dinhu, sheyasev revi b'kodesh, then a shlishi, which is unfit to be eaten regarding truma, is it not logical that it should make a revi of kodesh? The Gemara presents a possible rebuttal. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pal quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which daf of Machlokes is regarding the source that the sota waters also test the adulterer? That's on daf Chav Ches. Good. Number two, which daf do we discuss taking chal from a tahor dough on a tummy dough? That's on daf Lamed. Good. Number three, which daf of Machlokes is whether it's better to marry, if one has no choice, a duma, a woman of ill repute, or her daughter? That's on daf Chav Zayin. Good number four, which daf do we learn that even the infants recite the Shira by the Yom? That's on daf Lamed. Good number five, which daf do we learn that Sotis defilement for Truma is relevant during a husband's lifetime, unlike defilement for Kahuna, which is only after the husband's death? That's on daf Chavtes. Good number six, which daf do we learn that one can make his wife a Sota by warning her not to be with an idolater? That's on daf Chavav. Good number seven, which daf do we have a machlokes how the shir was recited by the Yamsuf? That's on daf Lamed. Good number eight, which daf do we learn both the sota and the husband may not be blind, lame, or mute? That's on daf Chav Zayin. Good number nine, which daf do we learn that the laws of Safek Tuma are derived from a sota? That's on daf Chav Ches. Good. And number 10, which daf do we learn the source for Shlishi by Truma? That's on daf Chav Tes. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldham. Zichu v'shina. A great day and great learning.